Media recognition from Bloomberg, Reuters, Recycling Trade Publications. Patented process for 100% recovery of critical metals, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, aluminum. American Manganese is focused on recycling lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles. American Manganese trades on the TSX Venture, AMY, the U.S., AMYZF, and Frankfurt 2AM. For more information, visit AmericanManganeseInc.com or phone me, Larry Ray, at 778-574-4444.
Welcome to the Goddard Report. Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Maxime Bernier, founder and leader of the People's Party of Canada, online at peoplespartyofcanada.ca. You can follow him on Twitter at Maxime Bernier. Max, welcome back to the Goddard Report. What are you Mad Max about today?
Oh, my God, about a lot of things today. As you know, our politicians, establishment politicians, and the media want us to be concerned about the new variant, COVID-19 variant. And I'm not concerned about that. You know, I'm concerned about the loss of our freedoms. I'm concerned about the censorship in our society. I'm concerned about the... the fact that we cannot travel in our country if you don't have the double shots. I'm concerned about the mandates, you know. I'm concerned about the future of this country with the inflation tax. I'm concerned about the economy. I'm concerned because Canadians are losing their purchasing power. I'm concerned with these huge deficit in Ottawa. So, yes, I'm concerned about that, and we at the PPC have solutions for all these challenges that we have in our society now.
Who is paying Prime Minister Trudeau to bankrupt Canada, or is he just bad with money, period?
I believe, Jim, that he's very bad with money. For him, you know, he never worked. Just a little bit, as you know, he was a teacher and drama teacher. But he had money from his dad, and his dad had money from his granddad, from his dad also. So for him, you know, spending money, everything is okay. You will always have money, and but that's not the case. You cannot spend money to prosperity. You need to balance the budget. You need to be responsible. You cannot spend money that you don't have for too long, and now we're doing that for too long. And also, I must say, Jim, same thing also for O'Toole. O'Toole is supposed to be a conservative, but he said at the last general election that he won't balance the budget. He will do that only in 10 years. So that's not serious, and that's not conservative also. So our establishment leaders, O'Toole, Trudeau, Jack Meade, they're in the same boat, and I'm not in that boat. I believe that, you know, money is not falling from the sky, and you must work hard, keep your money. And now people are working, but they're paying the taxes, and they're paying also the inflation tax. As you know, the inflation today, it's about 4.7%. That's the official inflation. But if you do your grocery and you're paying for your gas and for your shelter, the inflation for you must be around 9%. So inflation is a hidden tax. You can have your money in your pocket, but instead the government won't take your money, but it will tell you keep your money in your pocket, but you won't be able to buy the same amount of goods and services with that money. Your purchasing power is going down and you're poorer. So that's what is happening right now in our country, and Trudeau and O'Toole won't do anything for that.
The People's Party of Canada just had a leadership review. Why was there a review, and what happened?
Well, I think it was important to do the review. As you know, Jim, I founded the PPC 3 years ago in 2018. We had our first election in 2019. We had 1.6% of the vote. I was not able to be re-elected in my former riding in Beauce. And we had the second election in 2021, last October. We did well. We increased our percentage of the vote from 1.6 to 5%. We had 840,000 people that voted for us. And we did well, but also I was not able to, I decided to run back in that riding in both, and I didn't win that riding. So I said after the election, after 2 years, I think it's important to have a leadership review. I wanted our members to know if they want me as a leader or not, and to be able to have a strong mandate for the future of this party. And I was very happy we had that leadership review in November. People were able to vote, and we had a participation rate of 57% of our members voted. And I was very pleased. 95% of them said that they were very happy with my leadership. So now this party is united. We have a strong mandate. And, you know, we will build this party for the next general election. And I can tell you that my personal goal for the next general election would be me to be back in parliament. And I may not run in both. I know that our party is very popular in Western Canada. And I may move there to live there and to be elected there. I will decide that couple of months before the next general election. But for me, after funding this party, I think it was important to do that leadership review after 2 years. And I'm very, very proud and happy of that result.
Who are the 5% that didn't vote for you, and why are they in the party?
But, you know, it's democracy. Everybody cannot agree with everything that the leader is doing. And it's okay, you know. They have room for discussion in our party, and I'm okay with that. I don't want to I want to be sure that people understand our principles and our philosophy, and more than the majority of them understand what we are doing, and they want me to go on, and I will.
You just returned from Florida. While you were there, did you run into President Trump or Governor DeSantis?
No, I didn't. I was on the west coast of Florida. But I can tell you, Jim, that I enjoyed my freedom over there. As you know, I didn't take the 2 shot, and I won't. And right now, I'm not able to participate in the society in Quebec and in Canada. I cannot go to a restaurant. But, you know, I can go to my church, but I cannot go to a restaurant. I cannot go to a theater, to a cinema. And I enjoy life over there. I was half in a vacation, half working there for a month, the month of November. And that was fun to be there. No mask, no mandates. And you don't discuss about COVID-19 anymore. You don't open your news or your TV over there or the radio station and listening every hour, an ad on COVID-19 or news on COVID-19 and the number of cases. No, it's done. They live with that virus, and they understand that they must protect the most vulnerable people, the older people with comorbidities, and they are doing that. So life is normal over there, and I was very pleased. So I'm back here in Canada now. And I will fight with our people, with our organization, to bring back our freedom in this country, like in Florida.
How is life in Florida versus life in Canada?
Like I just said, very different, very very different, and normal. So it must be the same here in Canada. Can you believe that in New Brunswick, that if you don't have the double shot, you may not be able to go to a grocery store? That's discrimination. That's segregation. You know, just change the word unvaccinated people by black people. They will say you cannot do that to black people. That would be segregation. That would be discrimination. But you are able to do that with Canadians that decided not to take the 2 shots. You know, they cannot go to a plane, they cannot go in a plane, they cannot go to a restaurant, they cannot go. Why? You know, I think our society must be open to respect the choices of other people. And right now, with the fear and the propaganda, that's not happening. And I'm working hard to change the public opinion. to have more people that must understand that it's not living in a free and democratic society when you have draconian measures like that against a part of a tiny minority of the society. It can be unvaccinated people, it can be black people, it can be Jewish people. That's the same. Now it's discrimination against unvaccinated people, and vaccinated people must not tolerate that. And my goal is to have more and more people on our side. And if we have more people that understand that and want changes in our society like we want, ending the mandate, these establishment draconian politicians will change because they're doing politics based on survey and polling. And if our minority is going from 10% to 20-25%, they will look and they say, oh, maybe if I don't change, I will lose my election. So it's a battle to change the public opinion, and that's the battle that the People's Party of Canada is doing, and that's why I'm back in Canada to do that battle.
COVID isn't a problem in Florida, but it's a problem everywhere else. Does that make any sense?
It is not. It is not. You know, and that new variant, I was reading some experts from South Africa. They were saying, you know, the majority of people who had that variant, they were not sick, and only a tiny, tiny minority of them had to go to the hospital. So that variant, you know, it's another, is there. I understand. I believe that there's a new variant, but it's not deadly. You know, this virus and all its variants are not deadly. They are deadly only for older people, more than 70 years old, with comorbidities. Let's protect these people and open the society. That's crazy what is happening right now. And as you know, if you're under 70 years old in Canada, looking at the statistic coming from Statistics Canada, the official data, your chances of dying from COVID are only 0.05%. So you are, it's not deadly for young people, and we know how to, what to do if you had COVID-19 now. So let's open the society and protect older people, because if you are older than 70 years old in Canada, your chances of dying from COVID is about 0.5%. So they are more risky for them. We must protect them and reopen the society.
How can we stop the push for totalitarian rule in Canada?
Yeah, all these totalitarian rules are illegal, unconstitutional, and some organizations are doing the fight in from the court, like the Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom, and they're doing a good job. But we'll have the final decision that will have to go up to the Supreme Court of Canada, and we may have a decision about all these draconian measures and the unconstitutionality of these measures only in 3 or 4 years. So that's why we need to do the battle to change the public opinion. And I'm not alone to do that. We have a lot of our people across the country that believe in the same values and are fighting with us.
We'll have more with Maxime Bernier right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Maxime Bernier. The BC NDP government is now going to charge for freedom of information requests. Is that a very undemocratic move?
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's important to know what the government is doing and to have more details about the government action. And I believe that it must be free. But, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised about that. It's another step just to discourage people to do a request and to know a little bit more about our government.
We have the federal liberals pushing internet censorship with bills C-10 and bill 36. Are those again undemocratic moves?
Yes, they are. That was part of the last general election. What they want to do, they want to impose more censorship on social media. And I can tell you that we are against that bill. We believe in freedom, freedom of speech everywhere, on social media everywhere. So with these bill, the impact will be, you know, if you say something that a person won't like, that person will be able to do a complaint and you may be censored on your own social media. So, you know, that's not free speech anymore. That censorship, and actually we had censorship on social media. That would be more censorship on social media. And so, you know, we believe in freedom. The four principles of our party are individual freedom, personal responsibility, respect and fairness. And we will always fight against these kind of censorship.
The federal government also seems to be against oil and gas exploration. Australia is promoting LNG to Asia. Canada is fighting it. And I found out that just one of those LNG ships is worth $100 million. Are we turning down a gold mine, in effect, if we don't want to develop our natural resources?
Absolutely. You know, we need to be able to develop our natural resources, gas, oil, and all these other resources. And now we have legislation in Canada that are, putting a hand to, it's very, very difficult to go ahead and develop a new project or natural resources in our country. And starting about the legislation that the federal government imposed on carbon emission, and also the legislation on a carbon tax. So we will repeal all these legislation to be sure that the oil and gas industry will be an industry that can flourish in Canada.
Max, where's the next opportunity for Canadians to see you?
Yeah, I believe that I will be in Toronto, not this weekend, but next weekend. I will do a rally over there with Randy Hillier, a freedom rally. And I hope I will be able, I'm in Montreal right now, I hope I will be able to go there by plane because, you know, as you know, I didn't take the two shots and it may be difficult with the new draconian measures that Trudeau is imposing right now. If not, I will drive to Toronto. But my goal is to be on the road and to help our organization across the country and being back to build this party and speak about our values. So I want to thank you very much to give me this opportunity today. And if they want to follow me, they can go on my Twitter account, Maxime Bernier, or our YouTube official channel, People's Party of Canada /official. I have my Max Bernier show over there. They can follow me also on Instagram. So we are very active on social media. And so just follow me. And when I'm traveling, I'm always promoting that. So I hope I'll be able to travel across the country and to be able to travel across the country by plane. So I'll see if what will happen. But you can count on me to always defend our values and principles.
Max, thanks for being on The Goddard Report.
Thank you, Jim. Have a nice day.
My guest has been Maxime Bernier, founder and leader of the People's Party of Canada, online at peoplespartyofcanada.ca. You can follow him on Twitter at Maxime Bernier. If you have any questions for Maxime or any of the guests we have on the show, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on the Goddard Report and TalkDigitalNetwork.com are an expression of opinion only. The Goddard Report is available online and mobile at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. The Goddard Report is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.